Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Good morning. This is Pastor Hawtrey. Thank you so much for joining us for Believing Together. Hope you're having a wonderful day. And as we go out and serve the Lord today, we want to read from a very familiar passage, although we won't get very far into it. Psalm 23 says this in verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." What we see first is the relationship. The Lord is my shepherd. Then we see the result. I shall not want. You know, as we look a little closer, we find first there's the Lord. This is the word Jehovah. I was, I am, and I always will be. Said he is my shepherd. Now, there's a lot of things that a shepherd does. Now, we could certainly try to do a study and talk about Bible days and shepherds even in present day, even as compared to biblical days and all that they do and different things. But let me just say this. We could spend a lot of time talking about how wonderful a shepherd the Lord is, and nothing we could come up with would even come close to describe how great a shepherd he is. But may I say this, what makes the difference is this two-letter word, my. The Lord is my shepherd. You know, it doesn't do you any good if he's not your shepherd. You might agree that God's a great shepherd, but that doesn't help you. It doesn't do anything for you if he's not your shepherd. David didn't say the Lord is a shepherd, which the Lord is. But David said the Lord is my shepherd. Well, that changes from position to relationship. He's my shepherd. I'm his sheep. And when David said that God is my shepherd, what that means, David is saying, is I am God's sheep. God takes care of me. God watches over me. God provides for me. God protects me. And the result, David said, I shall not want. Now, it's a good question to ask each of us today. Do we want? And if so, what do we want? And why do we want it? Is it a need? Is it a desire? Whatever the case might be, would we say that maybe God hasn't really provided everything that we need, or would we say God hasn't provided everything that we want? You see, David here is saying that because God is my shepherd, I'm going to be taken care of. But because of that, I'm not going to let myself begin to be obsessed with, controlled by, my desire for something that possibly the shepherd hasn't given. Now, you and I can't always control our desires. We want what we want sometimes, and it doesn't mean that we're supposed to get it, but it means that there's this natural desire. But many times you and I are obsessed with what the shepherd hasn't given, and we greatly overlook what he has. We have a lack of gratitude for what he's provided because of the discontentment we have for what we don't own or control or possess. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd." Now that is not just the power of his name, the Lord. It's not just the position that he's our shepherd, but it's relationship, it's personal. It's power, it's position, and it's personal. The Lord is my shepherd. And David said, therefore, because of that, as I look at life and I look at the situation, I shall not want. It's a decision. It's a determination that I'm not going to let myself grow discontent. I'm not going to let Satan whisper in my ear every day and make me unhappy and discontent and down about everything because it's not what I want and I don't have what I wish and all those things. Our contentment comes not in what the shepherd has provided. Our contentment comes in the fact that he's our shepherd. And that's what I want to encourage you with today. Listen, control your desires today. Control your want today. Remember, he's your shepherd. And surely that should be enough. God bless you. Thanks for listening this morning. Just a reminder, from a familiar passage. We'll talk with you next time here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.